Adonai Elohim, Abba Father. Adonai Elohim, Mighty God. Adonai Elohim, Holy One of Israel. We call on the name above all names, Jesus, who answers and shows great and mighty things. And fathers, we come to you in the name that is above all names, Jesus. We ask for your forgiveness, for your mercies, your grace, your counsel, correction, and direction. We repent for every sin, transgression, iniquity, anything that we've touched that was unclean, anything that we've come in agreement, any area of stubbornness and rebellion. Lord, have mercy upon us and let your grace abound, washing us with the blood of the Lamb, filling us with the Holy Spirit today. Opening our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts receive what you're saying. As we welcome you, Holy Spirit, take your rightful place again. Guide us in the path of righteousness. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the hands of the evil one, snaring our enemies in their own nets, why we escape safely. And bring us to the throne room of our Daddy, Jesus. For you have come to bring life and life more abundant. Establish your kingdom in us and through us today. Let the spirit of unity, revelation, impartation, healing, and deliverance and freedom be manifested. That Jesus would be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Tell them this is your day. How's everybody today?
Blessed.
Amen. It is, you are blessed and highly favored. Confession brings possession. Would you grab your swords, please, and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. You know, one of the things we've been talking about is the last days. And we are not only in the last days, we are in the last hours. And one of the things in the last days is we've been talking about false doctrine and all kinds of other things, birth pangs. And one of the things I want to share about today is there in the last days there will be final exposures. And in these final exposures that are coming, now everything will be unveiled. In other words, that which is hidden will be brought to light in every area. And it will be done on a personal level, it'll be done on a corporate and national level, and it'll be done on a national and global level. In these last days, there'll be final exposures. And again, I want to share that it'll be done on a personal level, it'll be done on a corporate and national level, and it'll be done on a national and global level. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, would you read it with me? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here it is. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. In other words, everything will be unveiled, no matter what it is. Go to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on to Sunday morning. Matthew 25 and verse 31. Would you all read it with me, please? It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now understand that the sheep are one that are submissive and the goats that are one that are rebellious. And he will, then the king will what? Say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then a righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, When do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When do we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when do we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Now this is powerful because he's sharing, this is about doing God's will and not the will of man. This is where people have no understanding sometimes about the importance of tithing. You know, but it's amazing how people say they're believers, but they won't tithe. Tithing is a command. The Bible says, would a man rob God? How many of y'all want to rob God? What, no hands? Nobody wants to rob God? Well, he says, you've robbed me from tithes and offerings. Tithing is a command. Offering is a, that's where you give. Tithing means 10%. Now, I'm not teaching on tithing today, but I'm sharing with you it is important. Why? Because that's where people are fed. The food that comes here to feed those who are homeless and so forth, it comes by tithing. Those who come into the discipleship come in by those who are tithing and those who are participating and working. It goes down and somebody else gets help. This is how it happens. So tithing is an essential point. And Jesus says, listen, how can you stand before me and tell me that you fed me, you clothed me, and sheltered me, when it's like you come to me and it's taken from me and never given? Hello. Let's go on. Is everybody okay? Verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. How many of y'all want to go to hell with the devil and his angels? Well, hallelujah. Then you want to do God's will, don't you? Yeah. For I was hungry and you what? Gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. And they will answer him saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them and saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And again, all will be judged. No one escapes standing before God. Nobody. That is the final all. Nobody escapes standing before God. Nobody. All will be judged of his will or the will of self. So we see here that there's going to be a final exposure, not only in the final end of judgment, but there'll be a personal, corporate, national, and a national, global exposure. Go to John 3:16. John 3:16. Everybody knows this scripture. The problem is not everybody reads it all the way through. In verse 16, would you read it with me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What's the word believe mean? Follow. To follow. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. Personal level. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen and that they may have been done in God. Wow. So the light will expose, won't it? It will expose darkness. And the Bible says that darkness cannot comprehend. That's why sometimes people will call you foolish. They'll think, you're strange. Praise God. Should have seen me when I was in the world. Hallelujah. You know, this is where individuals are going to try to bring godliness, their godliness, into the world instead of coming out of the world and then stepping into godliness. Are you listening? Ephesians 5. That's why the Bible says bad company corrupts good habits. Forsake not to assemble. It's amazing how many people get saved and begin to walk away in the area where they're trying to bring their godliness into the world and think that by receiving the world again, they're going to be okay. This is where individuals begin to heed the voice of the stranger in every area of wanting a life. You know, many times the devil will say, well, what about your life? Well, see, if Jesus is really your Savior, you don't have a life. Hello. Your life was bought by Him. And let me tell you, His life is a lot better than our old life. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 1, is everybody there? Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and given Himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. How many of y'all want to be a sweet-smelling aroma? Praise God. You know, one of the ways of being a sweet-smelling aroma is the area of how you praise and worship. That's the sacrifice of praise. For fornication and all what? Uncleanliness or covetousness. Let it not even be named among you as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. And what you don't expose, God will. You know, you can only get away with so much. You can only enjoy so much sin before God exposes you. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. You know, there are times, you know how people get healed? The exposure of the Spirit or whatever it is that's bringing sickness, and they get healed. Everything is about exposure. Light heals. Jesus is light. Does everybody get it? So when you find out, you know, some people are sick because of bitterness, unforgiveness. They are sick. Dying, claiming to be believers but have not forgiven. Unforgiveness will kill you. Of course, so will pride. That's the number one killer of mankind. Verse 14. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as idiots or fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the what? Days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be what? Be filled with the Spirit. How you get filled with the Spirit? Praise and worship. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what? Submitting to one another in the what? Fear of God. We are in the days of evil. There's disobedience, stubbornness, rebellion. There's people that are not submitting. They are losing the fear of God. They are going backwards instead of forwards. But then, of course, there's a tremendous awakening, isn't there? Tremendous awakening right now. Go to Psalm 1. Psalm chapter 1. Final exposures. Personal. Corporate. National and global. And we won't be able to get it all today, but we will finish Tuesday. God willing. In Psalm 1, would you read it with me? Blessed is the man who does, who what? Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, wait a minute. So what happened about the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly? He's cursed. And a curse is a legal document the demonic forces has to access you. It gives him a legal right to access your temple, your life. So blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now what he means by the law of the Lord is listening to the voice of God, heeding his word, and being led by the Spirit. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what? Prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? They shall what? They shall what? Wow. They shall perish. Self-counseling. Self-counseling. Everyone say self-counseling. And remember that the offspring of darkness is self. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Final exposures. Personal level. Corporate and national. National and global. Oh, we're seeing it all over. It's awesome. And verse 1, would you read it? Now the Spirit what? Expressly what? Says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody's not going to say, well, I believe in Jesus. What it means is that they're going to walk away from the will of God and do the will of self. They will giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Let me share with you. Good people don't go to heaven. What? Right. Only righteous people go to heaven. Good people go to hell. Now that may sound a little strange. Why? Because they eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is death. But by eating of the tree of life, it produces righteousness. Not your righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. It's amazing how many people you talk to. Well, I'm a good person. Well, no, you're an idiot. Because you don't know the truth. And God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, I believe Jesus is a prophet. Well, you're a real idiot then. Jesus is more than a prophet. He's God. And in this, we've got to come to an understanding that all of this exposure is going to be happening more and more. It's happening right now. Listen, it's God that drew you here today. You're not here because you said, okay, I decided to go to church today. You're here because God brought you. You may have another agenda, but he's got another agenda. And that's to deliver us, heal us, and give us the truth and rescue us from the deceptions of the world, because judgment is around the corner. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Let's read verse 1 again. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Hello. Yes, demons are real. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and what? And know the truth. So even those who know the truth will make the choice of departing from the will of God to do their own. In 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Not the gospel. The epistle. 1 John chapter 2. Is everybody okay? Well, you're not running yet, so praise God. You know, the devil comes in all kinds of forms. New age. I mean, there's more. We had a teaching about false doctrines. It's incredible. Incredible. You know, schools can teach about tarot cards, psychics, and all kinds of other things. But if you speak about Jesus, forget it. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, is everybody there? Would you read it with me? It says, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now we got to remember that there's many who are denying Christ. Now we know that it's being exposed not only on a personal level, but corporate and national level and a global level. They went out from us, but what? But they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made what? Manifest. That none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Listen, to know all things and obey all things is two different things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. What? Who is a what? Who is a liar but he who what? Denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Now let me share with you. This scripture does not mean that an individual is going to say that Jesus is not the Son of God. This is an individual that denies the will of God. When you deny the will of God, you deny Christ. Does everybody get it? See, people just think, well, they're looking for people that they're denying Jesus as Lord and Savior. No, that's not what the scripture means. Not that that won't be a part of it. But if you deny to do the will of God, you are actually denying Christ. Because there's either the will of Satan or the will of God. And the will of self is the will of Satan. And verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us. What has he promised us? Eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you need not that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it is true and it is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will what? Abide in him. 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Wow. So there must be a practice of righteousness. In other words, you may know the truth, but are you practicing the truth? There's a difference. Are you still hoarding your money? Do you give 10% to God? Are you robbing God? Are you submitting? Are you in fellowship? Are you pleasing God? Are you seeking His will? These are all things that are being exposed right now on a personal level, corporate, national, and global level. Go to Proverbs chapter 1. These are final days. These are things that are happening. You know, so you got to ask yourself, if Jesus was to return right now, would you make it home? You know, the next event to happen is the removal of the church. And I know nobody wants to be left behind. So the next event will be the rapture and then the wrath of God. And I just want to encourage everyone again, if you are left behind, do not take the mark. Because with the mark of the beast, you will not be able to sell, buy, or anything. They will cut your head off, they will starve you to death, and they will torture you. I would rather have that done than take the mark. Because the mark means that you will be eternally in hell. Anyone who takes the mark. See, we're going to be talking more about this later, but you are going to go from a social security number to the mark. Are you listening? That will be on a global level. The reason why you have a social security number is because you are a slave and don't even know it. But again, we'll talk about this more later. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 1. Glory to God. In verse 2. Why don't you all read it with me while we're here? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and in what? Increase learning. A wise man must do what? Hear. He must listen. He must obey. So that learning. See, freedom is learned. That's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Do you realize that some of our parents have allowed curses to come in our family line because they've rejected the knowledge and the fullness of the truth of God? Brought a curse on the family line, and you inherited that curse. Because you are what you inherit. Sickness, disease, everything. That's why when you go to a doctor, one of the things the doctor says to you is there any heart disease or diabetes in your family? What's he doing? He's looking for curses in your family line. But there are ways to break these things off of your life. And we have specific prayers for them. But God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen, addiction is an inherited curse. All of these things are inherited. So that you stop that bloodline from the natural realm, sever it and receive the bloodline from your eternal realm. You know, Down syndrome, people who have Down syndrome, and it hurts my heart, that is a curse from incest in the family line. People are born crippled from curses brought forth in the family line. Has everybody got it? And of course, many times certain things are brought on by what they do. Many people became crippled by taking vaccinations and didn't know. And they're trying to vaccinate everybody now. You better pray about it. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? You could go home. Hallelujah. Man, I don't trust what they're putting in that thing, man. I don't trust the world at all. I trust my Father. And if you're in direct line with the will of God and walking in divine order, the Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you will be condemned. And that he who is in you is greater than he is in the world. And God will provide everything. Everything that you need. I'm telling you, you'll sit at the table if you have no food. And you'll close your eyes, bow your head and pray, and food will appear. It'll be no different than what the prophet told the woman. Just go borrow some vessels and God will fill them. I'm telling you, we are here now. We are the generation. This is it. Get ready. Verse 5 again. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Ooh. To understand a proverb, an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and the chains around your neck. Praise God, those are good chains. Not Mr. T. Starter kids. Hello. Well, some of it's gone to the mouth now, you know. But anyways. Praise God. People smile now. You think you just got a flash shot. They will turn from wisdom and instruction and reverence, and they will become fools. Proverbs 8. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Don't be offended, just repent. How many of y'all want to hear the truth? Hallelujah. Amen. You want the blue pill or the red pill? You want to stay in fairy tale land or you want the truth? Amen. It's truth that makes you free, right? But you got to practice it. Proverbs 8, verse 12. Would you read it with me? I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil. It's amazing how many people are still petting evil. They're still compromising evil. They're still fornicating, watching pornography, agreeing with same-sex marriage, agreeing with abortion. It's amazing to me, and how many people proclaim to be reverends, pastors of churches, and promote evil, compromise it, instead of expose it. That behind every evil is a demon. Everybody got it? Behind every evil is a demon. And when you die, who you serve is where you go. And you don't want the demons to come and get you. You want the angels to come and get you. Verse 13 again. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil. You're to hate evil. That's the only thing you're to hate. You're not to hate the person. Even though the person is doing evil, you're not to hate the person. You're to hate the evil. Why? Because the evil is what's impressing that person. But the Bible says depart from evil, doesn't it? So don't hang around with people that are practicing and loving evil. Depart from them. It says, pride in what? Arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I will what? Hate. It's amazing how many people start laughing at dirty jokes. Just to please the man. Should expose it. Counsel is what? Mine in sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will what? Find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches in righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Ooh. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their what? Treasure. So does God want you to be wealthy? Yeah. For a good purpose. For a good purpose. It's amazing. And you know, you got to understand, one of the things that's being exposed now also is greed. There's the area where people want to be wealthy for power. Are you listening? Not to assist the expansion of the kingdom or to rescue souls, but for selfishness and in power. Go to James 5. James chapter 5. Is everybody okay? Still love me? Final exposures. Ooh, wait till Tuesday. It's going to blow your mind. So be there or be square. James 5, verse 1. Read it with me. Come now, you rich. Weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the what? Last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing where? He's standing where? At the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord, an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth. Wow. But what? Either by heaven or earth or with any other oath, but let your what? Your yes be yes, and your no be no. Wow. Lest you what? Fall into judgment. In other words, this is a warning. Do not take the mark. By taking a mark, you make an oath of eternal damnation. Does everybody understand that? Do not take the mark. If you are left behind, do not take the mark. Ephesians 4. And verse 17. How many of y'all know greed is being exposed tremendously? On a personal level and a corporate level. They've got all of these organizations that are being exposed. Banks that are stealing. I mean, even the mortgage companies are being exposed. They got a corporation called Acorn. Just should be Cornhead. Ripping off people. Lying. all of these areas, all of these greeds, these corporations that allowed to steal from people. Greed. Can you imagine a corporation stealing $60 billion from people? And the government didn't see it? They saw it. They knew it. $60 billion. That's a lot of money to be a company and be able to do it for 30 years. And steal from these people and cause them to be homeless. Oh, the government knew. We'll talk more about that later. Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, testifying to the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentile or the rest of the world. In futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanliness with what? Greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to this deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man which was created according to God and true righteousness and what? Holiness. You know, God is calling everyone. There is a drawing. In other words, again, I want you to know that you're here because God brought you here. You might come to visit someone, you might come, whatever, but God has brought you here to hear this message specifically to help you, to warn you, and to guide you. Why? Because his love for me and you is unconditional. God is not out to judge us for every wrong thing we do. He is a father. And he's a father that loves. A child does not get spanked on everything it does wrong. Hello. He gets corrected. He gets loved. Then there's a time for spank. And the reason for spank is because they've touched danger now. Has everybody got it? And God spanks his own children. It's called chastisement. Because we've touched something dangerous that could harm us and cause us to no longer have fellowship with him. Could kill us. Is everybody okay? Many have fallen into greed that will lead them away to destruction. Many. They're taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. They are making choices by jobs and money instead of by the voice of God. Are you listening? You got to understand that the God of this world, Jesus is the Word that became flesh. He is God. The devil became money. The Bible says that the love of money is the root to all evil. Now, you cannot allow money to rule your life. You must rule the life of money. Does everybody got it? If money rules your life, you are a servant of darkness. Are you listening? See, you're to rule the life of money. You're to direct it. Well, I don't have any. Well, you stay in line, you do the right thing, you sow, you're obedient, cash will come. It will come. The Bible says that Jesus does far above all you could ever ask or think. It will come if you're in position. The whole thing is getting spiritually positioned. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Final exposures. Verse 12, 2 Peter 2, verse 12. Are you there? Let's speak it. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his own iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. In other words, reasoning, justification. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are what? Slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome by him, also he is brought into what? Bondage. Let me share what happens when you come into bondage. The first thing that begins to happen is you become blinded. Blinded. Why? Because faith is seen spiritually. There's no such thing as blind faith. People say, oh, I'm walking in faith. No, you're walking in assumption. Faith can see. Are you listening? You see it. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to a true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in mire. Forsakers of the way and followers of the ruler of self, of Satan's will. They will do it in an unknowing fashion. They will reason. They will justify. In an unknowing fashion, taking captive, blinded. Why? Because pride blinds. Pride blinds. God gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud. Amen. And I want to close at this next scripture, and then we'll continue Tuesday. On John 10. Final exposures. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Are you getting it? Are you getting exposed? Good. John chapter 10, and verse 7. Hey, better get exposed now than later. And verse 7, is everybody there? Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be what? Saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, I want to share something before we go further. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. One of the things he comes to steal is your foundation on a personal level. He comes to steal your foundation, kill your authority, and destroy your future. What does he do? He comes to steal your what? Foundation, kill your authority, and destroy your future. Now, on a global level, are you listening? He comes to steal the truth, kill you, and destroy the earth. Now you may think, why does he want to destroy the earth? Because the earth is where he's been sentenced to. Are you listening? So his purpose is to destroy the earth so he can escape this place. It's like a prisoner who wants to be set free from the prison cell. Satan and his kingdom has been sentenced to the earth and the realm here. Are you listening? He wants to steal the truth. He wants to kill you. And he wants to destroy this earth. That will be the final exposure. And anyone left or associated or connected with the world will die. The Bible says those who love the world are enemies of God. So in this, we must come out from them and be separate. Let's go on. In verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not know the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the what? In other words, he does it for money and not because of the compassion and the love of Christ. I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and am known by my sheep. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and they will be one flock and one shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. And that is the all. And we'll talk more about exposures of national and global. But this is more personal. Personal exposures. We must stand straight, stand right, walk correctly, stay in tune with the voice of God, stay filled with the Spirit of God, depart from evil and hate evil. No justification, no reasoning. Just pure truth. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for being alive in these last days and preparing the way. We thank you for choosing us, for you said you chose us before we chose you. But now we thank you for the ability to continually choose you and follow you. Again, we ask for your forgiveness and prepare our hearts for communion. Let this seed grow and bear fruit for your glory, protected by the blood, and bring counsel, correction, direction, conviction, change of heart, and exposure. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.